Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
School secretaries across the country are to launch a campaign in the new year against what they say is their exploitation by the Department of Education. Pay and conditions for school secretaries vary dramatically from school to school, with the majority in precarious employment. The campaign comes after the think tank Task highlighted how precarious work practices generally are on the rise, with the Department of Social Protection admitting it doesn't have any idea of the scale of the problem. Well, our reporter Barry Lenehan is here with me. Precarious employment for school secretaries is something, Barry, that you've highlighted before, and we're back to this story again.
Yeah, 3,500 school secretaries nationwide. Often the first face you see when you visit most primary or secondary schools is the secretary. But last year we highlighted how most secretaries have no pension entitlements, no sick leave, no holiday entitlements either. And in terms of pay, well, it's roulette. Some secretaries paid by the state, others lucky to get the minimum wage. Secretaries say their workload is rising, but neither their wages nor their conditions. They're now coming together to launch a campaign, what they're calling Justice for School Secretaries.
OK, and in terms of the campaign, what exactly is it that they want? Why does, you know, pay for school secretaries just vary so much from school to school?
Well, around 1 in 10 school secretaries are employees of the state. These secretaries are employed directly by the Department of Education under a scheme established in 1978 but shelved in the early 1980s. These secretaries are on civil service grade 3 or 4 pay scales and can earn upwards of €44,000 a year plus pensions and all other entitlements.
They can, but then 90% of secretaries aren't paid by the state.
Instead, they're paid by the school's board of management. The board sets the secretary's pay and conditions. So in some instances we're aware of, you have two secretaries in the one school doing the same job but with vastly different salaries and entitlements. One could be paid as salary of almost upwards of €44,000, the other just under €13,000. The Department of Education gives each school what's called an ancillary grant. The size of the school determines the size of the grant, and the school uses this grant to pay for the secretary, the caretaker, the cleaner, but they must also use it to pay for toilet rolls, cleaning equipment, all other miscellaneous costs associated with a school. So it's quite likely when a school's heating system breaks, the secretary could be laid off. The board of management in various schools say their hands are simply tied in these scenarios.
Now, over the last year, you've stayed in touch with school secretaries. What are they telling you?
Three key words: uncertainty, pay cuts if pupil numbers fall, isolation. They work by themselves and closely with their principal and so find it nigh on impossible to rock the boat about pay and conditions. And the other word, fairness. Liz Phelan works in a school in the commuter belt with 460 girls. She's been there the last 20 years.
My job is dealing with every aspect of an administrative role, for example, dealing with parents, children, staff, supporting my principal, dealing with visitors. The list is very varied and very long, and I have a very varied day.
And the list is growing the whole time as well.
With new GDPR rules, the data protection rules, there's a lot of paperwork coming down the line. So the workload has very much increased. It's like a business, really.
And how does it affect you, the lack of a pay scale and the lack of entitlements?
It isn't very respectful, and it certainly causes quite a lot of stress. In my experience dealing with different secretaries throughout the country throughout the last 2 years, it's not healthy, and you certainly don't get the best from your workforce when you're not treating them fairly and equally.
Do you think the current situation, has it anything to do with perhaps the fact that the vast majority of school secretaries are women?
I have asked myself that question. I suppose the answer to that would be, for me, would be it is just unusual that it's a mainly female workforce and we don't seem to have any recognition for the role which we do.
Liz Phelan there. Maeve Horrell, she spent the last 28 years doing everything and anything at a school in Glasnevin, from helping with Christmas bazaars to tending to scrapes on knees. She's approaching retirement with no pension.
I won't get a pension. Actually, the reality of my retirement will be the 30th of June, and on the 1st of July, I will have to present myself down at the Dole office. because I don't turn 66 till August. So I will walk out of the building after working for 28 years and I will go in to collect the dole the following day, which is really upsetting. You know, as I'm saying it, I'm very upset by it. I work front of house for a government building. I work on government stuff because we are all computerised now, so I would input stuff for the department. So I maintain department records. But that's the reality. That's what's facing me. And it's very unjust.
So your working life will end signing on the dole?
I am trying, to tell you the truth, I am trying not to dwell on it. But it is a huge concern. But yes, it's not even about the money. It's about the treatment. That's it. I am so lucky. I love my job, but I work hard and I deserve some recognition. You know, I often say the minister won't send me as much as a box of Maltesers after all my work in the school. It is upsetting and it wouldn't cost much to fix it. And Maeve will retire to go into the dole office, and that is a source. I have worked for 45 years and that's how I will end my working life.
That's Maeve Harrell there. What happens now, Barry? A campaign is to be launched.
Yes, since our broadcast last year's school secretaries, they've come together, kept in contact largely through social media to try and tackle pay inequality and precarious employment. Of course, last September, moves to accelerate teachers towards pay parity, and secretaries now mobilising too with the help of the Forsa trade union. They're launching a campaign in January to call on the Department of Education to immediately enter negotiations for a new pay agreement for secretaries. The Department of Education had issued a circular to schools that a minimum hourly pay rate of €13 for secretaries should be phased in between 2016 and 2019, but some schools were slow on the uptake in relation to this circular. Forsa's Joe O'Connor is the campaign's lead organiser.
I would have to say in most cases it has been followed, but in a certain amount of schools there were difficulties in terms of getting it implemented, and I suppose part of that is down to the difficulty with the funding model here. The issue really isn't with the boards of management. They recognise the critical role that school secretaries play, and the difficulty that they have is that they're trying to meet the pay of secretaries and also school caretakers from the same fund as they would address issues such as fixing boilers in schools and things such as that.
Tell me of the campaign that you're putting together.
We've been having meetings with some politicians to try to raise awareness of these issues, and we've also done some international research to look at just how school secretaries in Ireland compare to people, I suppose, doing very similar work in other countries but are largely treated as public administrators or public servants. We've also been reaching out to potential allies for the campaign, such as teachers' unions, some of our own other members, such as special needs assistants who work in schools, would be very familiar with the issues. But I think the critical group here for ourselves is actually parents, who are the people who, in the experience of people that I've spoken to, the person that they probably have the most connection with in the school is the school secretary. So our intention is that we are going to be having a public launch for media, stakeholders and members of the Oireachtas on the school secretary's issue, where we will set out our case that school secretaries should now be paid aligned to public service pay scales. We'll be delivering campaign packs to every school in the country, which will have our case statement and an emblem and display items that school secretaries can use. We'll also be launching a pledge or a petition to try and get some public and community support for the campaign. We'll be holding county level meetings. We are aiming for funding to be put in place in order for a new regime to be in place for school secretaries.
Forsa's Joe O'Connor there. What about the Department of Education? You've been on to them. Any response?
In terms of the department and the government, well, in its role in opposition, Fine Gael had been critical of what it called school secretaries being exploited as cheap labour. So politically, they may be reminded of this as this campaign accelerates. But the department, for its part, says it's doing all it can. A spokesperson saying the department had recently made significant efforts to improve the pay of school secretaries who are employed using capitation grants. Grant assistance.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much. 5:32.